This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I have a couple things. Netflix had their ta-dum event over the weekend, and they announced some premiere dates and trailers for a few upcoming movies and shows. The highlights are, let's see, the fifth and final season of Stranger Things will roll out in three parts, but they are pretty close to each other. They're going to roll it out November 26th, the first section, then Christmas Day, and then New Year's Eve. So over the course of a month, you get all the episodes. I don't know. It doesn't say how many episodes there are. There is a teaser. There's very little new footage, but I did put all of this stuff up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, all the trailers and links. Speaking of finales, season three, which is actually sort of season two, part two of Squid Game, hits Netflix on this month on the 27th. Ta-dum. Nice. They played the first 6 minutes of Wednesday, season two. And it's funny because as I posted this, the thumbnail that popped up, the little cover shot, is her looking blank with a jagged knife next to her.
Like, oh, good.
She's holding it up like, but she's so blasé. Like, I am going to murder you right now with this jagged knife.
My daughter came up to me over the weekend and said, they gave us the date. I think it's August something.
August 6th and September 3rd. So they're splitting it into two, but yeah. So over the summer and, you know, by Labor Day, you'll be able to finish it up. But the first 6 minutes of Wednesday season two is available. I believe that's what I put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and the link. And you can see the first six, which sounds good. Give you a little taste, but it's not, but yeah, August 6th, which is still two full months away. You may have heard there's a Happy Gilmore 2 happening. I really like Adam Sandler. I can't really remember, other than that it's a golf movie, I don't really remember much about the movie.
Happy Gilmore is one of his hits.
Yeah, it's for sure.
One of his big ones. Yeah. So he's had, in my opinion, a lot of stinkers, but Happy Gilmore is probably, is it his biggest movie or is it Waterboy?
I love Waterboy.
I don't know which one's bigger.
There's another one where he's a hockey player.
That's this one.
No, that's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, he's not a golf guy?
Yeah.
It's both.
He's a hockey player who goes into golf and he hits it like he's hitting it with a putt.
Oh, yes.
So you look at it and you go, what are you doing? But that's what he does.
It's like, I'm just trying to get in the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So Happy Gilmore 2 there's a trailer that dropped, again, Serenity Facebook page, and the movie premieres on January 25th. So it's a long way off.
So the biggest movie is Grown Ups. That was his biggest movie. And they had a sequel to that, too.
Grown Ups?
Yeah, that's where he took all his friends and put them all in one movie. That was not a great movie. I watched that. But it probably, because it was pretty star-studded, it was like, who's L. King's dad and Rob Schneider. And
that one went straight to Netflix, though, right?
Grown Ups, I thought, was before that. I don't know.
But Big Daddy was another big movie for him.
I liked that.
The Water Boy, of course.
What's the other one that was like around the Happy Gilmore time? I think it was like another. It's
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. That was a good one.
That wasn't one of the. That's to me my favorite Adam Sandler movie, but it was not one of the biggest grossing.
Right. So anyway, it looks like Happy Gilmore 2 is right around the corner, January 25th of 2026.
John will love that because every pro golfer in the world is in that.
Oh, and everyone in Adam Sandler's best friends are all in that as well. He is the king of the...
Hey,
he came by. Like, you know, let's put you in. Hold on. Writer, give him two lines.
Yeah, give him a couple lines.
All right, good.
Let's get him paid.
Yep.
Another trailer we got is the first one for Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. It stars Oscar Isaac, Jacob Elordi from Saltburn, and other things. He's a pretty hot, like, YA actor.
Euphoria.
Oh, yes. Right. Which is a bit. Are you watching that show, Bob?
I watched the first season. It's too much for me.
Oh,
yeah.
Too dark.
I couldn't hack it.
I did not. I didn't make it through the first episode. I wasn't enough for me.
I haven't even tried.
I wouldn't.
Let's see. So Oscar Isaac, Jacob Elordi, Mia Goth, Christoph Waltz. And it drops in November. This is Frankenstein. Guillermo del Toro's
Frankenstein.
Me too. I wonder if it has anything to do with those books that we read.
I don't think
so. Sort of a different take. Was that Dean Koontz?
It was Koontz, and it was spectacular until it wasn't.
Right. For, I think, like maybe 3 or 4 books in the series. And then it became about the two cops and their stupid relationship. Like, cut it out. Go back to Frankenstein. It's Monster, not Frankenstein. Ben and Matt and Ben Affleck and Damon. They did a promo with Cookie Monster to hype their new crime drama, The Rip, which isn't even coming until 2027, but I guess they're working on it. It doesn't really say much more than that either. I put the promo up. It's stupid. But unless you like Cookie Monster, and then it's amazing. But it could be a series. It could be it says crime drama. That doesn't that sound like a series?
Yeah.
And not like necessarily like a crime drama movie. So I don't know. But anyway, those are a few of the things that were part of the Tudum event that they had this past weekend. Next up, let me do the box office first here. Lilo and Stitch continues in first place, another $63 million. 2 weeks in and they're at $280 million.
We still haven't seen it. We got
I'm
caught
surprised.
Up. Well, graduations and... What was the other holiday? There was Memorial.
Yep.
So we've just been busy.
Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning remains in second place with $27 million. And they're, so far in 2 weeks, they're at $122 million. So nothing to sneeze at. The top movie for new releases was in third place, Karate Kids Legends. Made $21 million. That seems like a pretty solid open. And then Final Destination, Bring Her Back, Sinners, Thunderbolts, something called Friendship, and so on and so forth. There you go. Those are the top movies, though.
I went to see Friendship. It's Tim Robinson. I don't know if you've heard of him.
No.
He was an SNL writer, but he has a sketch comedy show on Netflix called I Think You Should Leave, and it's basically like the cringiest situations you can imagine.
Oh.
And he plays a very similar character in everything. And so he did this movie with Paul Rudd that A24 bought.
I don't recognize that guy at all.
You know, I want to say he used to be in that writer's room sketch they would do once in a great while on this. He you know what? Maybe not though. He also kind of looks like the guy that got playing Trump right now. That guy's great. Anyway, on SNL.
Is that Shane Gillis?
No. It's one of the regular cast members. This guy, anyway, so you're saying this is a Paul Rudd movie, this Friendship movie.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, it's, let me see what it did. Because it was in the top 10. It was number 8. It's pulled in $12 million so far. And it's an isn't A24 Brad Pitt's studio? Who does it?
I thought that was Plan B.
Oh, I think you're right.
By the way, Trump is James Austin Johnson.
James Austin Johnson. He's fantastic. He's fantastic. I think that might be who I had this guy confused with, whose name I've already forgotten. Okay, moving on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Actors who were killed, kidnapped, or otherwise traumatized on movie sets. Like, happens on movie sets. Brendan Fraser almost suffocated for real during a scene in The Mummy where they were hanging him.
Mm.
And he was, you know, like, I don't know. Do you give somebody like a safe word or something? Like, I'm not kidding. I'm in trouble here. Michael J. Fox actually lost consciousness when in a hanging scene that went wrong in Back to the Future Part 3. There's a hanging scene in that?
Yeah, they're on the Wild West.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't watched those.
I think I watched the second one and just was like, oh, I've seen enough of that. You know who I'm surprised isn't saying anything, whose favorite, this is, oh, now you've heard all this to this point. What is Bob's favorite kind of movie? Genre of
favorite
movie.
Kind of what movie. Kind of,
like if I was to say horror and he was to say rom-com.
Time travel.
It's time travel.
I love Back to the Future.
How many time travel movies are there that
not
you
enough.
Can have a whole genre?
The ones,
that's your
the Jack
favorite.
The Ripper one, I can't remember the name of it, but I loved it.
Oh, that was.
There's like a time traveling boyfriend one, right? That was fairly recent. Rachel McAdams in that one?
About Time.
About Time.
Oh! And you loved it or
and
not?
And then Back to
yeah,
the Future.
It's cute.
There's the thing in Avengers where they invent time travel in
oh,
and
right,
5 minutes.
Oh, right.
Life with Rachel McAdams, I think.
Oh, that's what
actually,
I'm thinking.
I feel
time
like she's in
wife.
Like two time travel-y romantic.
Well, listen, you would know. I mean, as an expert in time travel genre movies, I had no idea there was a genre. Although, I suppose there's also, what's the one where Tom Cruise keeps dying and Emily Blunt's in it? That Something
end
after
of,
End of Tomorrow, after
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. That's a great movie. Actually, now that I think about it, there are a lot of movies that employ time travel. A lot of time loops, you know, happy birth, death day, whatever.
Oh, I love that one.
Of course you do.
That's
this is
so
your genre.
Good. Tenet. Even Christopher Nolan believes in time travel, so it's a great genre.
Well, anyway, Michael J. Fox, he almost died making Back to the Future Part 3. About 100 people were poisoned. We've heard of this one. On the set of Titanic, someone spiked some chowder they were all eating with PCP. And Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio weren't on set that day. And the culprit's never been caught, but James Cameron says he has a pretty strong suspicion who did it. But they, I mean, who dumps their drugs in the soup? Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to quit, man. I'm going to just put it in the soup and get everybody
sick.
No,
that is, that's super uncool. That is, I mean, uncool doesn't even begin to touch. Right. Like, that is criminal behavior. And,
yes.
And
if he thinks he knows who it is, he should charge them.
He ain't no rat.
Isla Fisher almost drowned doing a water tank escape trick in Now You See Me. A release chain got caught in her costume. And she's trying to get out of there. Of course, got probably a zillion people.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I've heard people say, oh my God, I almost died. So you went to the hospital? No. What happened to you? Well, nothing exactly, but...
I fell, but I was so close to this rake.
If that had continued to happen, I would have died. Yeah, but I mean, did you almost die?
Mm. Well, being caught underwater on a chain and all tangled, that's terrifying.
Trust me, I know underwater,
man.
It is terrifying, but I don't know, she almost died.
The hair and makeup guy was kidnapped from the set of Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet in Mexico. Guess what they had to pay to get him back?
$1 million.
$100K.
$50K.
$300.
The guy's Apple Watch.
Basically, they took his Apple Watch.
Man, when we would get pulled over in Mexico, this happened all the time, by the way. The policeman would go, you ran that stop sign back there. There's no stop sign. We're on a straight road down the, we're going down the coast. There's no, I'm going to have to take you in and keep you for the weekend. And then when the judge gets in on Monday and suddenly you realize, oh, we're being shaken down. Okay. What would you like? The watch, everything gets handed in and then you just, the guy, have a good day. That's great. Super.
What are we going to do the next time we get pulled over? You just took all our stuff.
Well, 300 is what our boss paid when I got put into airport jail on the way into Mexico.
Let's bail that guy out. We're going to need him this weekend.
Yeah. $300.
Jesus. Actor Vic Morrow and two Vietnamese child actors were killed while filming 1982's Twilight Zone, the movie, when a helicopter crashed and landed on them.
You remember that, don't you?
I don't.
That was huge.
I'm sure it was. It sounds spectacularly horrible. I feel like I know the name Vic Morrow.
That's why.
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of what he is known
for. So he died making this Twilight Zone, the movie.
Yeah, and the movie did come out.
God did it!
Yeah, but not that scene.
Well, of course they didn't put the scene where the guy dies.
I mean,
for reals.
It's realistic.
Jim Caviezel was actually struck by lightning while filming the Sermon on the Mount in The Passion of the Christ. He was struck by lightning.
That's spooky.
Yeah, it is.
It goes with the whole...
Is someone saying, cut it out? What are you doing?
Something.
Wasn't there a whole thing about people playing Jesus and like weird things happening to them? And, you know, like the guy in Jesus Christ Superstar, I think ended up committing suicide. And yeah, so kind of goes with that.
I don't know.
By the way, a texter has solved my dilemma. What? The movie I liked that has Jack the Ripper in it is called Time After Time. And it stars Malcolm McDowell and Mary Steenburgen.
That's right. He steals H.G. Wells' time machine. Jack the Ripper does. That's the plot. Yeah.
He steals H.G. Wells' time machine.
I haven't seen that movie in 30 years. I don't even know. But I remember loving it.
You got to see it.
You got to write down the title because
we might be watching it soon.
Oh, geez. Stop suggesting movies.
It was a good movie, though.
Are you sure? Because I heard that before. And then I heard a lot of back talk about the movie that I heard.
Oh, Pacific Heights?
I'm never suggesting one again.
Somebody said it was good.
Yeah, I was like, I've seen that a couple times.
Yeah, but you didn't suggest it. No, it was suggested by Bob.
That is true. You didn't decide.
You just said it was a good.
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of backed
it up. Yeah, that was you, Bob. Don't you try to pawn that off on me.
I take responsibility. And I actually.
That's very adult of you. Oh, you liked it in the end?
Yeah.
Ultimately, though, I think the lesson here is don't take any suggestions from the people. Just do you. Like, really.
You do you.
Otherwise, you're going to catch the blame for...
Oh, well, we're going to throw... I mean, she's the youngest and the newest. She's getting all the blame. I mean, Maddie's like, phew, there's someone younger and newer.
Under the bus is where she lives.
I'll just lay down here under the bus. And then the final one here, this is like a list of actors who very bad things happen to on movie sets.
Oh.
And we actually, I feel like we talked about this fairly recently for some reason. Bo Derek was attacked by a lion for real during the filming of Tarzan the Ape Man. Like, sliced her up.
Huh. Yeah. I remember talking about that.
Yikes.
Oh, really? I feel like maybe I just read it and then didn't go on air with it or something. I don't know. Anyway, there's also, let's see, I got this off of BuzzFeed. So there was a long drawn out story about Justin Long being drugged and abducted while filming a movie called Youth in Revolt, but it's long. So I'll, you know what I'll do? I'll post it up. I'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.